Welcome to Stuff Podunk Students Should Know. Here's your hosts, Mr. C and Mr. D.
Hey, and welcome to the podcast. I'm Mr. C, and this is my excellent esteemed co-host, Mr. D.
Glad to be here, as always.
And welcome to the Podunk Middle School community as well. Thank you for downloading and listening to us. Mr. D, guess what I'm doing this weekend?
Skydiving.
Almost something as fun.
Spelunking.
Spelunking? Not quite. I'm building a herb garden. In my grade 8 social studies class, we've been studying healthy eating and making better food choices. I decided it was time personally that I did this myself.
Mr. C, leading by example, as always. Very impressive, Mr. C. Big hand for Mr. C.
This just happens to segue into today's podcast about making better food choices.
The coincidences always come together in this show just perfectly. That's why you listen to us out there.
We also want to talk today about how we can tie it into not just personal health, but also the health of the community, health of the environment. Let's get our hands dirty, shall we?
Absolutely.
This is my first time building a herb garden. I have to admit, I was all thumbs.
Not green thumbs, I assume. He has no response.
You're the expert gardener there, Mr. D. So how about you tell me all about it? What does a garden need?
The most important thing a garden needs is a healthy soil. I think if you go out and just dig up your lawn and plant some seeds, you'll get some plants, but they might not be as healthy or as productive as you were hoping.
The dirt that we bury our vegetables and herbs in, that matters.
Absolutely. Absolutely matters. Now, if you're going to just go up to the co-op and buy some dirt, some potting soil, and grow your own vegetables in that, say on your patio or whatnot, that's kind of all mixed up for you already. But if you're going to go in your garden and dig something up, then you want to prepare the soil.
What makes healthy soil?
One of the first things that makes a healthy soil is plenty of nutrients. We can add nutrients through the use of commercial fertilizers, which I, as a hobby gardener and a fan of sustainability, try not to do.
What's in commercial fertilizers that you don't like?
Well, commercial fertilizers come from non-renewable resources, such as mining for potash, or also you have byproducts of oil processes that are also used to create fertilizers.
You don't use commercial fertilizers. What other options do we have when we build a garden?
We have a couple options to add nutrients to the soil. The first thing we can do is we can compost all our own food scraps.
So the food I eat in the house, save the scraps and bits.
Absolutely. You can go on the internet and research how to build a compost pile.
It needs nutrients. What else does good soil need?
Good soil needs some organic matter put into it. Now your compost will constitute some organic matter. You also want to add perhaps some other things that will help give the soil, I guess, what we call some loft. One option is to add your grass clippings.
When you mow the lawn, just throw your grass into the dirt.
Absolutely. You can also add those. If you're making your own compost, you can add the grass and let it kind of compost at the same time with your vegetable scraps.
I heard if you pee on a garden, that helps. Is that true?
Yeah, you can pee if you don't have any neighbors nearby or anyone looking out the windows or cars. You can pee on your garden. Pee has lots of nitrogen in it.
What else do your plants need in a healthy garden?
Plants need air, and a lot of people don't think that plants in the soil actually needs air. So that's one reason to add your organic matter to make the soil loose and have lots of air for the plants so the roots can grow. The other thing that plants need, very important of course, is water.
Pee doesn't count as water?
I suppose pee, but I don't pee enough for my garden. But I suppose you could invite the neighbors over and have a pee party.
Most students here at Podunk Middle School, they live in apartments. They don't really have a lot of space. What would you suggest? What do they do for a garden?
I would recommend that they go ahead and get some pots. And pots can be anything. They can be milk cartons with the tops cut off.
You need to cut the bottoms off too, don't you?
Well, you can put some holes in the bottom such that they don't become waterlogged for sure. Then you can just get a little bit of soil perhaps from your local store nearby who would have soil. Sometimes even the municipality gives away free soil.
We've been talking about building a garden. Why is it important to even be doing this?
Well, I think it's important because we can then reduce the amount of food that we consume that has to be transported from distant locations.
Why should I care?
You should probably care about that because of all the resources involved to bring food from such a far location to you, specifically oil. And you know, you hear a lot about greenhouse effect and global warming nowadays. If we can minimize our usage of oil, then each one of us can do our little part to help minimize the effects of global warming.
I'm a Podunk middle school student. I nag my mother about making a garden.
I don't think that is isolated to our students, nagging your mom, but anyway.
we're sorry if any moms out there are listening to this podcast. We don't really mean moms. We mean the students are so excited to have a garden. But anyways, they have no space. They just don't have the room for a garden. What other options do students have to eat better food?
Students can consider buying local food, food from farmers that is fresh. Have you been to the farmer's market?
No, I actually haven't. I've been meaning to check it out.
Definitely check it out.
There's two in Sydney, right?
There is two now.
Which one do you recommend?
I don't recommend either. I think it's a good idea to go visit both, and then you can make your own judgment.
Where are they?
The larger farmer's market is on Celtic Drive. The other farmer's market, which is much newer, is in downtown Sydney. They are in Bentinck Street Church, and they're in the afternoon, 1 to 4, and the other farmer's market on Celtic Drive is in the morning.
I'm not up before 12 o'clock. I think the one downtown is going to be the one for me.
Everybody's different, Mr. C.
Oh, you early bird people. Why even go to a farmer's market? What's there? Why is that different than buying food at the store?
It's a good question. I like to go to a farmer's market for several reasons. The first reason, we touched on briefly about our impact on the environment and minimizing the use of fossil fuels. Buying local helps us use less resources. Second reason I like to go to the farmer's market, it's fun. There's a sense of community there.
Like how?
Well, I get to talk to the vendors. I get to see people I know, meet friends that I haven't met for a couple weeks.
I don't think I want to run into Podunk middle school students there.
Maybe they'll hand in your assignments for you on the weekend at the market. Maybe you can conduct a class.
If you're in my class, please don't bring your assignments to the farmer's market.
You support local community. You get to meet community members. And you get to support people in your community, support farmers. And it's not just farmers at the farmer's market. There are wood carvers, people who make cookies, people who sell photographs, local products and local manufacturing.
I used to live in Halifax. And I don't know if you know this, Mr. D, but Halifax has the oldest farmer's market in North America.
Oh, really?
That's something I think we should be proud about here in Nova Scotia. And, you know, it's fun. So I'll have to check out the one in Sydney.
You should do that. Maybe I'll see you there.
We've been talking about gardening, we've been talking about farmers markets. Why is it important to eat healthy at all?
That's a good question, and I'm going to toss it back to you. Why do you make healthy food choices, Mr. C?
You feel good when you eat good food, right?
Absolutely.
And when if you get it in the garden, or if you can talk to the farmer who grows it, you know where that food comes from, and what's in the food, how the meat you're eating, how the animal's been treated. I know you have some facts and figures for us about commercial foods.
I have a few facts here. Interesting, you mentioned it's good to know where our food comes from. Over 80% of the meat in the United States comes from only 4 corporations. So these companies have an immense amount of control over the quality of the food that you consume.
And it's not good.
I don't like McDonald's, let's just say that.
How about that fact you have about a grape, how far it's traveled?
The average grape takes 17 days to get from Chile.
After they pick the grape.
And that grape has traveled over 4,000 kilometers to reach you.
4,000 kilometers.
Yeah, that's why grapes aren't eligible for frequent flyer card.
Good one. In other words, the food travels a lot. That uses a lot of energy, a lot of hands touching it. We don't have a fact. If anyone does, please write into the show. We would love to know how many hands touch a piece of fruit in the grocery store.
A lot of hands, if you think about it.
That's about all. You want to eat healthy, so think about building a little garden, maybe go visit your farmer's market. Experiment a little bit, too. Sometimes you don't get a very good selection in the grocery stores here.
Make it fun. Make it a family affair. Everyone can go to the farmer's market. Everyone can go out and work in the garden, pull your little brother, your little sister off the computer, and drag them out and get them to do some weeding.
I think we just about done this topic. Would you agree?
Well, we're running out of time.
If you have any more questions, Mr. D will be glad to help you about gardening. We already talked about my green thumbs. That's not going to happen.
I'll help you out. Well, we all know what that bell means. It means listener mail. Now, usually listener mail is pretty short for us because we never get mail. But today's a really special occasion. We have actually received our first piece of mail. First piece of mail, Mr. C.
That's pretty exciting.
It is exciting. It is from Allison from Brandon. Hi, Mr. C and Mr. D. How's it going? Oh, well, thanks. I'm from Brandon, Manitoba. Manitoba.
She's from Manitoba. We got her first letter, and it's not even from a Podunk middle school student.
Wow. Podunk middle school students, heed that.
Okay, continue.
Oh, sorry. I'm from Brandon, Manitoba. My friend told me how nerdy you guys are and about your podcast on Brandon. Yes, it's true. You are really nerdy. But I also really like your podcast and learned some things I didn't know. So I also listened to your other podcasts, and they are really good too. Just wanted to say hi. Keep up the good work. Fan from Brandon, Allison. Well, thank you, Allison.
Yes, thank you, Allison. And once again, thank you, the Podunk community, for listening to our podcast. And if you want to tell us how nerdy we are, or you have something you'd like to write us about, wrap it up in an email and send it to stuffstudentsshouldknow@podunk.com.
For more on this or other topics, check out the Stuff Podunk Students Should Know blog, or subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Bye for now.